Wow, wow.
We have to start just having sex on camera for OnlyFans.
Wes.
Let's get serious.
I think we should explain Shrek 1.
Yeah.
I've said it 90 times.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm pushing it hard.
It won't hurt, yeah.
I need it to come out. Sure. I need that to be a saying.
You dropped a breadcrumb. It's your
Shrek
nephew.
1, dude. Shrek 1.
It's your nephew.
If you ask my nephew what his favorite movie is or what he's watching at any time, he goes, Shrek 1. He's like mad that you asked him.
Wait,
like, he's like dismissive. Do you like Shrek 1 or Shrek 2? Which is your favorite? He's Shrek 1. He like goes back to watching TV.
Although, you know.
But in his defense, he does have taste. I was like, who do you like better, Shrek or Donkey? And he's like, Donkey. I was like, damn, good call.
Shrek 1's fucking sick.
Shrek 1 holds up. And then also just being like,
Shrek 1.
Shrek 1.
Before you even answer, like, what Shrek do you like better? Shrek 1.
Yeah, I guess you got to see like a young, like a kid who's like almost 2, like laying in a bed
in
the dark
funny.
And be like, what are you watching? I'm just being like, Shrek 1. Like, sweet. What do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Cars? Do you want to watch something else? Put on Shrek 1. Yeah. Fun times. So now anything good is Shrek 1.
Yeah, we did that was the whole time down in Texas.
It's very fun.
So let's get serious. First of all, if I caught Shane jerking off, I'd have to take him down. I'd have to fully physically contain. At first, it'd be like, I have to know you're stopping. So I'd fully take you down.
I'd try to get it off.
I'm blocking.
I would try so hard.
That's
dude.
Risk control. Yeah. I'm going to definitely have to put you in a Kimura.
That would
dude.
Probably help.
Put you in a Kimura.
If you were grabbing my wrist, I'd be like, oh.
If I had you in a Kimura, dude, I might put you in a Kimura. Start wrist locking you, dude. Fucking full fucking. I put my feet on the wall and just fucking give you a full push.
Dude, that's a great porn.
What?
Just a guy bros, jerking off, and then a bro running in and trying to be like, stop, stop. And then be like, you promised you would stop. And I'm like, I'm trying. I can't help it. Chat, submit. Kissing
dude,
the neck.
It has to exist. If not,
we should definitely consider that. If Patreon eventually runs out, we're going to have to get into the
dude, for real.
Sex business.
No, dude, honestly, if Patreon somehow takes a hard tank, we have to start just having sex on camera for OnlyFans. That's it. That's no other option.
It's either that or work. Yeah. What would you rather do? Have gay sex constantly or work?
Yeah. That's tough.
It's a question. So it's not organically old as time.
I mean, there's no, you know, obviously there's nothing man loves the most beautiful thing in the universe, but this wouldn't be organic. Homosexual love.
Yeah, it'd be two guys reluctantly fucking.
We'd be forced into homosexuality by fucking capitalism, dude. It's so fucked up.
I hate capitalism that forced me into being a sex worker. Anyway, Starbucks is hiring, but I fucking capitalism.
I'd be just another fucking dude with a master's and a fucking unusable degree doing sex work on cam. On the cam sites, dude.
On the cams.
Fuck.
Man.
Could happen. That wouldn't be too bad. If we'd write some,
what are you talking about?
Fire points. Well,
first off, number one's a hit.
That's what I'm saying.
Guy who can't go, guy who needs help to stop masturbating from his friend. His friend wrestles him immediately, like on site, sprints in the room wrestles him.
Content.
Maybe an elbow drop to enter the bed.
Dude,
a frog splash dive.
Content would be good. One of us could be, you know, I'd be dog boy for a little bit.
You would dog boy out?
Dog boy for sure. It's hot right now, dude. Let's get serious. So now we're back to before the trip. I just want to make sure chronologically we're covering all the bases.
Okay.
So before we left to go, I'm about to hop on a train to go to New York so we can fly out of New York. One of my boys, I'm not going to tell who it is, texts me.
The boy. Literally every story.
He's the man, dude.
He's just that dude.
He's so fucking.
We refer to him as that dude.
One of the funniest fucking dudes without trying, I swear to God. When trying, too, he's also pretty fucking funny. But so, you know, I haven't seen him in a while. You know, he's handling some motherfucking business.
Yeah, he's up to his, yeah, he's got business.
Yeah, he's trying, you know, he's got business to attend to. So, you know, I'm like, oh shit, I talked to him the day before. I'm like, you know, I'm like, you're doing great. This is awesome. So he hits me. He's like, yo, dude, where are you? I'm like, you know, my phone's like low as fuck. I'm about to get on this train. I'm like kind of stressed. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, yo, dude, big favor, man. I'm in a jam. I'm kind of late for like a family fun. You know, he had to go do something. And it's like a family function. He's like, I'm late, you know, everyone's gonna be pissed off. He's like, my fucking car doesn't work. He's like, I'm up in the city right now. I'm like, what are you doing up here? He's like, I just got a professional massage. I'm like, oh, what? And I'm like, I'm around people. I'm in 30th Street Station, so I can't be like, you're at the fucking Wishy Wash? So I'm like,
yeah.
Are you at the wash? Like real quiet. And he's like, the what? And I'm like, the wish? And he's like, what? I'm like, are you at the fucking wishy-washy? And he was like, no, dude, no, this lady's a professional masseuse. I mean, she's an escort, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to get him like a fucking $60 Uber.
So he needed money for the Uber because he spent all his money with the masseuse.
He blew his load, yeah.
A professional masseuse.
He went and got a professional massage, first of all.
Yeah.
He's like, Matt, she's a professional masseuse.
I'm not going to fucking pass this up. She's a pro.
It's so funny the way he was like, I just got a professional massage. Is there ever any need to specify? Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm getting a massage today. It'd be like, it was a professional massage.
Yeah, it was a pro. This wasn't no amateur.
So he actually made me very happy. Honestly, I was
that's
like,
awesome.
I am absolutely going to transport you where you need to be. I don't want this jamming you up. So, like, you know, he actually, you know, he's like, I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, no,
it's so
not.
Sick to go into a thing with no plan for next. Like, to just be like, step one, professional massage. Step two, we're going to start making phone calls to try to get out of this. I'm going to start making some phone calls. We're going to start moving money around. I need to be somewhere.
I do think it was like one of those unemployment cards that, like, just he like had.
Oh, he thought he had more.
He had his last. And he's like, I'm obviously going to get a professional massage with this.
And then this one probably.
This should kick in by the time I need it. And then the guy tried to swipe it. And it was like, eh. And he's like, fuck.
Oh, man. I wonder if the professional masseuse got paid. That could have been a fucking. You know,
I think they must. They have to.
That could have been a come and run.
Like, what is that called? Like Foursquare? Or what's that thing called? It's like the mobile.
Do you think they get paid pre? They have to get paid pre.
It'll tell you right away. But if your card, I wonder if you went to a professional masseuse and you were just kind of like, they must make you pay up front, I believe.
They have to. Because if you're going to professional masseuses, you're also the type of guy who would take off.
True.
And possibly. Run.
Yeah, I would say it's about 10%.
Post nut.
Yeah.
I'm like, what a feeling that must be, just running down a street, having just come and ripped off a fucking masseuse.
Oh, that must be crazy. I mean, it's got to be tough. You'll get stabbed very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Some actually, a city worker just shot a sex worker, male sex worker. Yeah, dude.
A city worker?
A city employee who worked for the DA's office. Just, you know, the official story is.
Sounds like he was getting a professional massage.
That's what I'm thinking. The official story, you know, I don't want to besmirch this man. But apparently the official story is just there was a DA worker, the guy who worked in the DA's office, and there was just a male sex worker who was absolutely a hero.
Could have happened to anybody.
Absolute hero. They happened
to. His Patreon failed.
I think they were like living in the same vicinity, and the male sex worker was like, halt, I'm robbing. He started to rob him. I guess the guy was wearing like.
Why would he say it like that?
I don't know. He's a male sex worker. So, you know, obviously he's refined.
How do you think he said it?
Halt.
So it was like, halt.
Well, I mean, I think what happened was the DA employee saw a guy. Halt, I think he was either wearing a Indian headrest or a construction vest or a police uniform.
It was a village person.
I don't know how male sex workers dress, dude. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's one of four options.
Village, yes.
Construction worker.
Village.
It was just so funny to have a DA guy be threatened by a male sex worker, and then he shot the guy, killed him, and the city was like, we looked into it. Yeah, it's legit. The guy was clearly getting robbed by a male prostitute.
What does the guy's profession have anything to do with it?
It was just weird. It was weird that it was a guy who worked in the DA's office just happened upon, you know, a burglar, a male sex worker who was out. I guess I'll try strong arm robbery today. Yeah. Sick of sucking dicks.
Damn, that's a tough one. Well, that makes perfect sense, what you're saying.
True.
I'm sick of sucking dicks.
Oh, were you just saying someone canceled his Patreon?
Yeah. Yeah. His Patreon failed. He was like, fuck, dude.
I almost mind if men see it. I was like, I'm pretty sure I thought of this.
I'm going to steal this right now.
I was like, oh, that's funny. I'm like, man, I think Shane just said that. I almost mind if men see it. I was like, nah, that's mine, dude.
Damn, I just watched Mind of Men See It last night.
How is it?
Not the show. The fucking the Showtime thing on the Comedy Store.
Fire.
They're covering Rogies. St. Rogies.
Oh, him.
Smiting the devil, dude.
True.
That was the Archangel St. Rogies. He sent Mencia to hell.
Dude, that was pretty wild, man.
That was. Dude. He got on stage. He was like, your real name's fucking Ned. Cut this shit
just
out.
Just crushed him,
it was
dude.
Like, it was brutal.
How close was that to 8 Mile, the movie?
That was 8 Mile.
Was that
That
like,
was absolutely 8 Mile.
Because that's kind of an unfair
thing. Like, everybody from the Comedy Store, put your hands up. He's like, notice Ned's hands down. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, that was, I think.
Ned,
you know,
took out a green card. Carlos Mencia took his green card out on stage. True. He was like, oh, I'm not Mexican? And he was like, is your name Ned or not? He's like, yeah, but. And he was like, oh. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that people.
Louis in that.
What?
Louis is in the Comedy Store documentary. Showtime. The gods slowly return.
Oh! I thought you meant that video with Rogan. I was like, oh, no. I thought it was just Bobby Kelly there.
Ari, not Bobby Kelly.
Wasn't Bobby Kelly in that?
No, Bobby. You're thinking Bobby Lee.
Oh, my bad.
Bobby Kelly. Oh,
sorry, it's like, dude, you're not even Mexican, dude. I'm thinking Bobby Lee. My bad.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying I mistook two Asian comedians. I was like, God damn it.
No, that's fine. That's fine, dude. I would never call you out on that.
Thank you.
Because the last thing this podcast needs is more heat.
You're watching the documentary.
No, that's all.
They had Louis in there.
Yeah, Louis was interviewed.
What did he talk about?
Just talking about the store, chilling.
Not really. He's like, oh, this place is cool.
Yeah.
Any other questions for me?
No, he did. He did his special there. So that's why they're talking about it. But it was nice to see him. In a thing, Showtime. Yeah.
True. So you saw basically Lazarus. Just you're like, it's possible.
It is possible. I need help. I need to become the greatest comedian of all time to then get one interview. Yeah.
Damn, there's just a dude in the hood right now who's like, some say there's powers to bring people back from the dead. You're young Anakin, dude.
I'm like, what is it?
Tell me. I'll
Joe Rogan podcast.
Somebody called Joe Rogan.
You need to be on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, dude, I watched that Kanye interview with Joe Rogan.
Oh my god.
Dude, I will say I'm excited. We both got into Star Wars the exact same. I keep saying we were having a lot of parallel thinking.
You and Kanye?
Both got into Star Wars, the original Lucas prequels. And Spade put me onto them, not gonna lie. But we just so happened to be watching them at the
original Star Wars?
We worked up to the original.
It's crazy to give someone credit for putting you on to Star Wars.
No, he didn't put. Oh, well, I didn't know anything about the prequels.
The prequels, like the ones they just made.
No, the Lucas films, and then there was the ones post Lucas that Disney did.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so there was like, so you're talking about Revenge of the Sith, Episode One.
Yes,
Clone Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
Exactly,
Sith's the shit, dude. Sith might be fucking.
That's
Shrek
what Kanye
one.
Was saying.
Sith, Revenge of the Sith is Shrek One.
So I was, I've been pretty pumped on Revenge of the Sith the last couple of weeks, and I said Spade was the one who like specifically was like, watch this
movie. Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, not Star Wars in general.
It's funny. It's like someone was like, yo, check out Star Wars. And you're like, I've never even heard of it. Sick.
So in that interview, at one point, Kanye West just starts being like, dude, I've been watching Revenge of the Sith. It's like those three movies are so fucking good.
I used to watch Revenge of the Sith. We used to go to my friend's house and watch. I watched. That was my Shrek one. I was my nephew going Shrek one. They'd be like, what do you want to do? I'd be like, Revenge of the Sith.
Shrek one.
Revenge of the Sith. Throw it on. I used to watch it nonstop.
It rules. Yeah. You're not in bad company. Kanye said he's watched it at least 10 times.
I think he's a self-proclaimed genius.
Yeah, that's very annoying.
And
as well.
It's like, you're a music producer that designed like Crocs for Adidas. Like,
true.
He put people in like Matrix outfits, like torn up,
minimalist, obviously.
Torn up like Future clothes.
Yes.
And Crocs, and was like, I'm a fucking genius. I'm Walt Disney.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, dude.
Well, that's the thing. I like his mission.
I've never listened to any other music producer and been like, genius.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never like, DJ Khaled, genius.
Can I be fair? All Walt Disney did was draw a fucking mouse. Music is harder than drawing a mouse.
Okay.
Yeah, you think Chingy's more talented than Walt Disney? Yeah, Disney hasn't done shit. You're right. Other than control the entire United States.
He didn't do that. Bob Iger does that.
Well, Kanye's about to. He's trying to do that. I hear what you're saying. That's a fair point. But there is that thing too. My point is,
I don't know enough about Walt Disney, but I bet he did more than draw a mouse.
He hated the Jews.
I do remember that, which is kind of why I'm standing up for him.
No, the mayor's point is not that. It's just like you can almost break down anyone's thing into being like, well, what, you're just doing this. Like,
yeah,
saying,
but
like, a comedic genius, like, well, going around joking.
I would
like,
say comedic genius is fine.
Yeah.
If you are a comedic genius.
That's the point.
Comedic.
It's subjective. That's
you're not saying I'm a genius.
That's true. That's one of the things that kind of is the rub with him, is that he's constantly calling himself a
like,
genius.
I remember watching, like, a fucking, like, MTV Cribs episode or something with him, and it was, like, a painting, and he was like, this is how I see music. A lot of people hear it. I can see it.
He sees color.
And it's just like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
No, the thing that kind
of... Go ahead.
It's called synesthesia. It's a thing.
People yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, sure.
I have it a little bit, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Any yeah, I can see it. I see. I can see the words come out.
I have a very low. I swear to God, I have a very low grade form of synesthesia where if I stare at a thing, it just the world goes black and white. So it's the opposite. All color vacates, and like it happened to me at church when I'd be.
You have dog eyes.
I get dog eyes, dude.
Yeah.
I literally do. I start to werewolf out. When I'd be in church, I'd stare. If I stared at the priest for long enough, the priest would be in color. Everything else goes in black and white. And I just go. And eventually I like go like that in my
eyes. So it goes like Schindler's List, like the girl with the red jacket?
Yeah, kind of. That's all. Hmm. But it hasn't happened. I haven't stared at a priest for a while, so it hasn't happened. But like, dude, that used to freak me out when I was in church. When I was
really?
Like, yeah, everything would go black and white. I remember constantly being like, fuck, I might have to be a priest. Fuck, this fucking
sucks. Yeah. Oh, you thought like that was your calling? That was your vocation?
Because they told us.
The vocation is, that fucks you up. It's when you go to Catholic school forever, they explain what like the calling is that priests get. Mm-hmm. You're a fucking kid. You're sitting there like, am I getting called?
That's
like
what
you, happened. You literally still believe in Santa and like all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, also God's magic, and he's going to tell you when he wants you to work for him.
Yep.
So you're like, in your head, you're like, I'm special. God would want me to work for him.
Talking first grade.
Yeah, it's wild.
Bugged
man.
Me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I remember just thinking, literally it hearing fucking, in my head. Yeah,
it went way too long before.
Priest, I'm like, that's just my thoughts. And I'd be like, in first grade, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck. I legitimately at that point was like, you know, if I'm being bad, God's watching me. At that point in my life, I was like, you know, being like a first, second, third grade Catholic school religion teacher must be awesome. Just hitting like first graders, like, and then the bush was on fire and they're all just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, but I remember learning about it like it was just history. And I was just like, yeah, all right.
So when you were a youngster.
Like, I remember learning about religion class, and I literally just took it, obviously, as the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd be learning about stories in the Bible, and I'd just be like, yeah, of course that happened. And then I think around, like, fifth grade, I was
You're like, yeah, virgin birth. Go on. Yeah, I get
obviously.
It. Come on.
Dude. I have no idea what sex is. Yeah. They're like, and she was a virgin, and we're all like,
nice.
Sweet.
Hot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then, yeah, I think it was, like, fifth grade. Me and all my friends were together, like, you guys ever think like God's not real? And they're like, yes. Like all of us like at once like admitted to each other, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is all bullshit, right? Like,
damn. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Nah, I remember we were my friend Andy's house. We were behind a shed.
What were you guys doing back there?
Building a fort. Building the swamp. That was the name of the
you guys
fort.
Were building the tower of Babel.
Swamp. We were building the swamp. That's right.
Dude, I was they had me till about high school. High school a teacher.
High school is when you hit it?
Well, he just wrote God, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus. He wrote Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, God on the board, and I was just like, I can see that.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, and a kid cried. Yeah.
It was actually sixth grade, now that I think about it, because I was at St. Joe's. Sixth grade. We were behind we had just stolen some Parliament lights from his dad. We were smoking some Parliaments, and we were like, you know, I think this God thing's bullshit, right? And everyone's like, yeah, I've been afraid to say it.
Yeah, that's a tough one to try to.
Which was tough because I had just gotten off of a very serious God kick. I was like reading the Bible.
Hold on.
I loved God.
So your religion, at first you were super religious.
And then I went Hicks. As soon as I had a cigarette, I was like, God's not real. Put on a leather jacket.
If you're in advertising, fucking kill yourself. Yeah,
that's just Texas legend, bro.
True. Damn, I'm more fascinated about your religious period.
I had a strong religious period.
You're very pious. Not in a bad way. Like very non-mystical, like very straightforward religious. Like
I was a fucking traditional Catholic. Yeah, like a trad Catholic.
Like an old bishop.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny.
I loved it.
I mean, dude, it is tight. If you can keep that alive long enough, being super religious.
Sixth grade, I remember playing football and praying before plays. In my mind, like sitting there praying before every single
play. How good
play.
Did you do? You probably did awesome.
I mean, I was a Division I athlete eventually, but
that's what I'm saying.
Probably through the power of Christ. And then obviously when I abandoned him in college, and look what happens. I fell apart. Now I'm just a fat.
You've been smited.
I have been smited.
You've been smited by our Lord and Savior.
I do need to come back to
Take
God.
Take him back.
True.
Dude.
Maybe I should just become a Christian comic.
For sure.
Except like a hardcore Christian comic that's like violently anti-Semitic. Not like a guy who does like, you know, fun Bible jokes. Yeah. Like a guy who's literally like, Muslims are going to hell.
Yeah, for sure.
We need to cut their heads off.
Like Westboro Light.
Yes.
If you could church up the Westboro Baptist Church.
No. Full Westboro Baptist.
Have Westboro Baptist be like, dude, chill.
Yeah, true. Fuck, dude. Yeah, well, this guy's edgy.
You're going to get us canceled, dude.
I should only do specials at Westboro for like the 12 family members that live there. It'd be a sick place to film a special.
Oh, dude.
Like, what's the difference between fags and Jews? Nothing. They're both in hell. Am I right, Westboro? Preach. God damn, this guy's good.
Oh, my God, dude. That'd be so... I mean, you could probably get a couple... What was that one other church down south that was... It was called... fuck, I talked about it before on here. It was like... People were like going.
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, it was like a full town that or whatever the fuck it was called. But it was like people going back to like hardcore 50s tradcath values.
Tradcath
like,
rules.
Yeah, but it's like no birth control, no this. You can get excommunicated for real. So
sick.
You could probably tour down there a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just like a hard. Like,
I think I just got Auburn, Alabama date. I'll be heading down to Auburn. I'll be trying to find.
Just try do like a tradcath.
I think the tradcasts aren't really well liked down south. They don't really enjoy the Catholics as much.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go down there and give them what for. I'm gonna bring down the Bible.
We might have
rain
to.
Fucking fire and brimstone on those fucking dumb southern pieces of shit.
You're basically going doing missionary work. So this was sorry. Now so this is the thing I liked about the Kanye interview is that I like where he's fully going. New traditional regime or new religion regime of being like, you know, we're all gonna get super religious.
Okay.
Did you hear his idea of having a 30,000 person, not religious like that, but like
a stadium,
30,000 person stadium.
The stadium singing gospel music.
Having people, the ideas are like, fantastic.
How good is our God? Yeah, dude, it's pretty sick.
I was like, that kind of fucking rules.
Yeah.
His idea of kind of like cutting through like material culture and like we got to learn how to start like growing shit. We got to start doing this, all that stuff. I'm like, this fucking stuff is sick.
Yeah,
but then again, the problem is you're hearing these ideas and you're like, this is sick. And then like the thing that I found disappointing was that like Rogan would ask him straightforward questions like, how do you structure your day? And he would just be like, you know, a funny thing about me being a genius, and he'll just like go off on a thing. And I'm like, God damn it, man, I'm pulling for you.
Yeah,
I'm pulling for you to be like.
And then he just names different CEOs. He just names different like business moguls that I don't know them. He just talks about it. Like he just throws their name out.
Jack.
You have no idea. Jack? No, he's not talking Jack Dorsey.
He's talking Jack.
No, but he'll just be like, Tim. You know, some random name, and he'll be like, over at Gianchi or like
thing.
He
says, like, look, when I was with Gustav Sinclair from and he saw my sweatpants, and he was like, oh.
I will say, have you retracted some of your statements on Ye? Because after seeing that interview, I think I stand. Correct. Not stand corrected. That would be wrong, right? I stand correct.
You stand on firmer ground than before.
That when I said he was, he seems kind of just like a bit of a loon.
Yeah, I mean, again,
He's great. I like his music. I love his music.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm cheering for him, and I like to see him do well. It makes me happy, and it makes me laugh when he does well.
Me too.
But
the thing that I think, this is where I'm hung up on them. Yeah, there's the things you watch. You're like, God, this is so disappointing. Like, I hate just hearing someone refer to themselves as a genius is weird. Not being able to answer straightforward. And it didn't look like he like was evading. Like he didn't want to, but he'll just like, how do you structure your day? And he'll just start going. But I think he's on this thing where like whatever comes to his mind, he has to say, because he's in like pretty serious communications with God in his head. He's like, you know, he's like, I said, God, make me never feel pain. My mom died right after. So this dude's pretty convinced that, like, you know, he's on, like, some, like, Old Testament prophet level shit.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, that's cool. I kind of do enjoy that.
Damn, you're going to love fucking Good Lord Bird.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love it, dude. That's exactly what it is.
I kind of enjoy that.
It's fucking John Brown just completely, like, I'm here from God.
Yeah.
And just wiling.
It's fun. It's exciting for him to watch that. For a guy to go out and be like, you know, maybe we shouldn't, like, when he calls, like, abortion culture, like, we shouldn't, like, so totally be celebrating that. In my head, I'm like, all right, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you watch a dude, you're like, is this guy just ignoring the question on purpose? Is he not? It was tough. I was pulling for him, and I was like, I do get the overarching thing he's trying to say for the most part, but it was just kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sigh on the plane. I was just like.
I'll tell you what I didn't like about it. What I didn't like about it was Lemaire defending him.
What?
Just now. That's what I didn't like about the Kanye interview.
Well, I think.
Was Lemaire being like. I think he's a genius. Do you think? If you think he's a genius, who else is a genius in music? That like, if that's what you're saying, because if maybe we just have different standards for genius. Because if he's a genius, Bieber's a genius.
No, Bieber doesn't.
Bieber's not a genius. So you have to produce to be a genius.
You have to produce.
So DJ Khaled.
But he doesn't. Genius. Like, he doesn't rap or anything.
He can sometimes.
He did once.
He's got one hot bar.
Yeah.
So you need to produce a rapper.
You got to be like, you got to do everything. Like, there's nothing he can't not do.
Well, no.
He can't do a podcast.
Kenny's class was pretty lit. No, I hear you. Well,
he can't speak.
Yeah. I was watching it being like, you know, I was following it. I'm rooting for the guy.
I know.
A lot of it, I was kind of like, it was a little more discombobulated than I'd hoped for. And then, you know, when especially when they started being like, here's another symphony for you. It's like, dude, it's called not knowing what you're talking about. I'm the king of it. I do it all the time. Yeah. So it's like, you know, when you just speak all disorganized and then be like, nah, dude, that's just like, who says I can't talk about one topic at once? It's like, you can talk about as many topics as you want, but for like functional coherence and understanding, we tend to try to speak linearly, like in a linear fashion we all can understand.
It helps.
So yeah, it does kind of suck that, you know, but again, it's like the thing that I find encouraging is that he'll be like, he says he checks his own ego. He uses God now instead of having to feel everything fueling his whole like things through his ego and all of his actions. He's like, seems like he's on a different type of path. So I'm kind of excited.
That's cool.
Genuinely, I'm excited. But
and
yeah.
Jesus is King ruled.
Yeah,
the music he makes is great.
The last couple of songs he came out with are awesome.
Yeah.
And in terms of being a genius,
lyrically, not a genius at all.
No.
Lyrically, he is pretty bad.
He's crafty.
There's songs like the one fucking Father whatever, it's like, it's the most beautiful music ever, and then he comes on, he's like, if I fuck this model and she just bleach her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'm gonna feel like an asshole.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, true genius.
Well, to be
fair, like, no, that's a retarded guy screaming over an incredible beat that he made. Beautiful beat.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I don't think people are supposed to be called geniuses until after they're dead, because, you know, because it's kind of one of those things where
other than Voss.
True. Excuse me. You know, because it's like, you know, I would say Louis is a genius stand-up comedian
at comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, but I'm not, if I were that into music, I, you know, if I were, I'd have more of a different radar for like who's a genius. I think that was a little
yeah.
But yeah, the Kanye thing, I was torn. I like enjoyed watching it. I'm glad he got the spins. Glad Rogan was kind of like, I mean, that's the other thing too, like, does the guy's kind of weird, but like that's the thing, if you're that weird and you're also making, you know, say $30 million a year and all this other stuff, if you know, given all that's true, it's like, should someone be medicated? That was the big question Rogan kept trying to get answered. Like, should you be medicated out of that? So, you know. But the one thing...
No, I don't think he should be medicated. Well, I don't know.
No, I know.
It did sound like a lot of people did want to help him out when he was wiling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. The thing I get caught up on, I'm a utopianist. So I get... And dude, it's a fool's errand. It's an absolute fool's errand.
That's
so
like what the commies want. You're like a commie.
In some ways.
Well, you're a Cali boy. I'm more of a Texan.
True. I'm a utopianist. But the that book, The Denial of Death, I just finally finished
oh, nice.
It today. He basically knocked some sense into me. He talks about utopianists and how it's like, you know, we're basically dealing with billions of years of just, I think they say like fibrous material being munched between molars, flesh being eaten and excreted with foul, with gases most foul, or the stench most foul. It's basically like billions of years.
When was this book written?
I think in the 70s, maybe. Okay. 60s, 50s. It was written old enough to be like homosexuals or perverts.
Yeah, that so was great. Like, that clip you
and
sent
it won me? A Pulitzer. So yeah,
about our enemies?
Yeah, so it did, like, it has that kind of language.
Turns out all of our enemies are
perverts.
Sex perverts.
But it talked about utopianists, how it's like, dude, if you really look at what's going on, we're part of a process of just life. That's just like, not even like you or like my life, you know, whether it's good or
you're
bad.
You're my life.
Just, yeah, exactly.